Are narcissists more likely to engage in cyberbullying than other people? If you've ever been involved with a narcissist, then chances are you may have experienced what is known today as cyberbullying. I mean, after all, aren't most toxic narcissists just bullies in disguise? We all know what bullying is, but what's cyberbullying? Well, cyberbullying is a type of bullying that uses digital devices, such as cell phones, computers, and tablets, to harass, embarrass, threaten, or intimidate another person. This practice has become very prevalent today, especially among teens, but teens aren't the only people getting cyberbullied. As a matter of fact, many adults experience cyberbullying, especially when they are involved or have been involved with narcissists. They deal with smear campaigns, they deal with harassment, they deal with all of this stuff. This can happen through SMS, text messages, online gaming, forums, or various other apps, WhatsApp, etc., Snapchat, all that. Anywhere people can view or share content. Of course, this includes Facebook and Twitter and even YouTube, as is evidenced by some of the comments that I get in my own comment section here on YouTube. Cyberbullying means sending, sharing, or posting rude, harmful, untrue, false, or just plain mean content about someone else. And usually that content is meant to hurt that person in some way, whether it's their reputation or to cut them to the core of their soul, if we're being honest. So today, queenbeing.com, we're going to talk about a few different things. First of all, we're going to kind of cover what cyberbullying looks like from the inside. And we're going to talk about research that covers how narcissists are the largest group of cyberbullies and exactly why that is, plus how you can deal with it yourself and overcome it. So let's get started.
This video has been sponsored by Famisafe, the most reliable parental control app.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and it's my mission to help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, stick with me, hit that subscribe button, and let's get going. So today we're going to start off by talking about the five different types of cyberbullying that you might experience. Number one, harassment. This is also called cyber stalking, and it involves repeatedly sending malicious content or offensive content. So you'll get a lot of threats, you'll get a lot of rude messages, and a lot of just straight up disrespect. Number two is flaming. That involves a lot of online arguing. This will happen most often on public posts, but even within private messages and email. There's a lot of harsh language involved here and just blatant, outrageous name calling and just calling people out often for things they didn't even do. This is also smear campaigning for those of you who have seen my videos before. I'll leave a link for you right there so that when you're finished watching this video, you can go back and take a look at that to get a little more detail on smear campaigning and how to deal with it. And then number three is exclusion or social exclusion. This involves kind of singling someone out, leaving them out intentionally and obviously of different group activities online or chats or games. And then of course the group gets together and makes mean comments about that person publicly or otherwise to make them feel even more excluded. Number four is called outing or exposing that person. And that's where the cyberbully will share very personal, private information publicly in order to hurt the other person. This can also include videos and images. So just a little tip from me to you, if you're in a relationship with someone who has the potential to become this sort of person, you might want to either avoid giving them any intimate photos or videos or try to delete them before you leave if you can. And finally, number five is masquerading. And this one is scary. You see this in the news a lot where someone will create a false identity in order to harass that person. Even on the MTV show Catfish, you will see people who will literally create an entire persona in order to get close to and hurt another person. Or they might pretend to just be someone else and send mean messages to the person, or just want to harass you without you knowing for sure it's them. Either way, masquerading is dangerous. I want to take a minute here to kind of talk about how cyberbullying could affect you and or your children. Now, if you're a parent, and like a lot of parents, you're worried about how your kids are faring when it comes to cyberbullies, well, you're not alone. As a mom, I feel really concerned about this. And I do my best to kind of stay on top of exactly what's happening with my kids and their phones. For example, my kids know that at any given moment, I might pick up their phone and take a look through it. After all, I pay for it, and that's one of the conditions of them using it. It's not because I want to be nosy or get in their business. It has nothing to do with that. It's because I want to make sure that they're safe. This video today has been sponsored by a company called Famisafe, which offers a really great cyberbullying app. It's known as the most reliable parental control app, and it prevents cyberbullying, offers location tracking, app blocking for those types of apps where bullies tend to kind of hang out, web filtering, screen time control, and more. So if you are concerned about this, this could have to do with your narcissist or not. The fact of the matter is that cyberbullying is real for both kids and adults. In fact, more than half of kids, 59%, have actually experienced cyberbullying, but only 10% actually ask their parents for help. And Famisafe protects kids. This makes it a little bit easier for you as a parent if you are dealing with a teen or a tween who has their own phone. Because as a parent, you can get automatic alerts. The app will pick up on certain words and certain types of content sent to your child. So it sends you alerts whenever there's a potential risk of cyberbullying happening. Also for inappropriate adult content, harassment, and more from your kids' text conversations. Now, if you want to know more about Famisafe, go ahead and click the link in the description below. Look, the fact of the matter is that people were mean to each other even before the internet happened, but the internet allows people to say things they would never say to someone personally to their face. And it's not just the kids who are getting cyberbullied. It includes adults. In fact, 40% of us say we have been harassed online at one time or another. And almost 3/4 of us say that we have seen other people being cyberbullied online. This is according to a 2014 Pew Research Center survey. By the time kids are 10 years old these days, most of them have received some kind of information on how to avoid or deal with cyberbullying because we grew up in a time where there was no internet. I mean, it wasn't until 1998 or something that I actually had access to the internet in my house. So we know that the lack of face-to-face interaction with the internet is part of what creates the lack of empathy, even in healthy people. But when we're talking about narcissists, we already know the lack of empathy is there. So you can imagine that when we're talking about narcissists on the internet, it's like lack of empathy on steroids. Research studies all over the place have talked about how a person who isn't able to see the other person is more likely to intentionally inflict pain on that person. It's kind of like it's harder for them to get it, harder to understand the consequences if they can't actually see them. Now, there's a difference between internet trolls, you know, those people who are just mean to everybody, and cyberbullies. And the main difference is that internet trolls will just be randomly mean to random people, like the people in my comments on YouTube. But cyberbullies are going to be more likely to target one person and to actively pursue hurting that person, causing that person pain. Just like those bullies on the playground that you saw growing up, cyberbullies intentionally target that one person, someone who has trouble defending him or herself. And the online abuse is carried out over time, over and over and over again, consistently, repeatedly. Now, I know you're going to be shocked when I tell you this next part, but a 2015 study found that cyberbullies happen to have certain qualities. Are you ready for this? It's the dark triad. You know the dark triad, right? Machiavellianism, which is when you are willing to and even have a tendency to manipulate other people for your own benefit. Then there's narcissism, which is that whole, I feel like I'm better than everybody else, I'm obsessed with myself kind of thing. We already know. Toxic narcissism, which involves that lack of empathy, which also leads me to the third trait, psychopathy, the extreme lack of empathy and the willingness to take risks. People with dark triad qualities are known to be more likely to commit crimes, cause social unrest, and even to sort of create upset or discontent in various companies or organizations. And sadly, this is especially true when we're talking about leaders of organizations and companies. People with the dark triad qualities tend to lack remorse, and that allows them to go even deeper into the whole cyberbullying issue. In fact, the study found that people who engaged in cyberbullying behavior were more likely to have dark triad qualities. And psychopathy, including the lack of empathy, was the biggest predictor of who would actually get involved with cyberbullying. Not only do they lack empathy, but they also lack impulse control. And combined with the anonymity the internet provides, it's practically a haven for narcissists and psychopaths to provoke people because they're bored, they're angry, they're whatever. They enjoy provoking people. If you ask me, I think that every bully is a narcissist on some level, whether they're struggling with negativity at home and taking it out on other people, or they're just plain mean. The fact of the matter is that anyone who actively tries to hurt or humiliate or directly negatively affect someone else on purpose as a means of controlling that person or building up their own selves, that's a toxic narcissist. They have that inflated sense of self-importance, the unearned sense of entitlement, that extremely obvious lack of empathy for the suffering of the people around them. They spread rumors, they recruit people to follow them and do their bidding. Flying monkeys, anyone? So how are you supposed to deal with a cyber bully? Well, like I said, there are certain apps that can help, such as Famisafe. But how do you deal as an adult or anyone dealing with a cyber bully? Well, you're not going to like my answer, but here it goes. It's the same way you deal with any narcissist. You go no contact. You block them. You prevent them from contacting you directly. You make sure that they don't have access to you. You unfriend them, you unfollow them, and like I said, you block them. You block them from your phone, from your Facebook account, from your Snapchat account, from your Twitter account, Pinterest, all the things. WhatsApp, block that person. If they create new accounts to follow you, block those too. Take a look at the security settings on your profiles. Make sure that you don't show up in search results, at least for a while, so that when they do try to create those new accounts and continue to harass you, they can't find you. Make sure you set it up so they can't see the list of followers. They can't see the list of friends. And then when they go and they look at your friend's Facebook account, for example, they won't be able to tell who you are or where you are. They won't be able to find your profile because you won't show up in friends lists if you set your security settings that way. Now, what if you're struggling to kind of keep your cool? And what if you have all these really good comebacks you want to say, or all these things that you really want to get out of yourself and kind of put out there on social media so that everybody knows that it's a bunch of BS, that it's not true? Well, I know how tempting that is, believe me, but it doesn't actually help to put that stuff out there. So one way you can do that is to actually sit down and write it all down or type it all down in a document or something and keep it. Because if for any reason you ever find yourself tempted to contact that person again or deal with that person, you can go back and read that stuff and kind of remember why you're no contact. Plus, it kind of helps you release some of that frustration and anger and angst that you deal with when you're going through something like this. Not to mention the fact that you can kind of get a really clear picture of where the actual problem lies. And it's not with you, it's with the cyber bully or the narcissist. Document your experiences, even though it's painful to do that. Take screenshots of everything and keep them in a safe folder, maybe have a backup copy somewhere in case you need them for court or any other sort of legal issues. Make sure to keep track of dates and times that these things are happening. And don't forget to report cyberbullying to the websites or the social media apps or platforms that you're on. You know, you can hit the report button, say on Facebook or even on YouTube. And that way there's a more permanent record of those things happening. Remember too that a lot of states actually have cyberbullying laws, so you should report stuff like this to law enforcement if that's appropriate where you live. And one last thing, just between me and you, as survivors of narcissistic abuse ourselves, we have a certain responsibility to other survivors. And one of the things that I think we should do, and I hope that you're with me on this, is when we see someone being harassed or bullied online, you know, reach out to that person and say something nice. Make a nice post about them or just comment on something that they've posted. Say something nice to them. Let them know that not everyone believes the BS. Let them know that they're worth caring about and loving. Because by doing that, we can sort of pay forward our own healing. We can sort of give back a little bit to the larger community of survivors. And personally, I think it's a great way to not only feel better personally, but also to sort of increase positive karma for yourself. And I know that sounds weird, but it's really legitimate. Putting out positive energy in the world, you know, is the best way to get positive energy back into your own life. Plus, it's just the right thing to do. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever experienced cyberbullying before from a narcissist or anyone else in your life? Have you seen this happen? Have your kids experienced it? Share your thoughts, share your experiences, share your ideas in the comment section below, and let's talk about it.